This is Ken Barron with the National Association of Black and White Men Together. Today I'm reviewing some of the comments on the movie called The Green Book. And it's about African Americans who choose to go by automobile to escape the colored-only trains. But they still have the indignity of Jim Crow. Motels and rest stops deprive them of places to rest and sleep that were a fact of life. This Oscar-nominated film of the same name as this podcast depicts a good example of this happenings all over the country. The film is named after the Negro Motorist Green Book, a mid-20th century guidebook for African-American travelers, written by Victor Hugo Green, and it helps them find motels and restaurants that would accept them. The movie is set in the Deep South in the 1960s, and it follows a tour between African-American classical and jazz pianist and an Italian-American who serves as the pianist's driver and bodyguard. In my naivety, I said we had plenty of rooms to fill and that driver could stay at the downtown, is a quote from a movie, adding it would be convenient for the driver and salesman to stay at the same hotel. The New York Times published a series of letters of actual accounts of similar events, and I have abstracted a number of them. Quote, in the early 1960s, before the passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, I drove from my home in Houston to El Paso to attend an Army Reserves officers' two-week summer training camp at Fort Bliss. While there, I met an African-American officer from Houston, and we became friendly. Unfortunately, I had to fly home without delay, and I asked my new friend to drive my car the 750 miles back to Houston at the end of the camp. He hesitated, but agreed. Upon retrieving my car at the friend's home in Houston, I asked him why he had been reluctant. He replied, "Didn't you know that there is no place between El Paso and Houston where I can get a room or have a meal?" Here's another. Quote, my mother's uncle, James Herman Banning, and his mechanic, Thomas C. Allen, became the first black pilots to fly across America in 1932. Before they flew out of Los Angeles, headed to Long Island, they plotted their route so that they could land in towns that had a black community. The trip required 21 days to complete, because the pilots had to raise money for the next leg of the trip each time they stopped. Sometimes they had forced landings in so-called sundown towns, which proved to be challenging. Other times, they had forced landings in a white farmer's field, seeing two black pilots flying a biplane shocked the white folks into sympathy rather than racist outrage. They made their way successfully to Long Island using their version of a green book for black pilots. And a third, quote, a friend tells the story of how her African-American father and mother, who had a medical degree and a doctorate, respectively, traveled from Ithaca, New York, to New York City in 1939 to visit the World's Fair. After a pleasant and exhausting day during the fair, no Midtown hotel would offer them a room. Finally, as they passed the Taft House, a doorman recognized the doctor from medical school. Many college African Americans were unable to find employment in the fields to which they were trained, by the way. He offered to find them a room if they came back later that night. Climbing up the back staircase, the couple were able to secure a night's lodging. And there it is. A podcast from the National Association for Black and White Men on The Green Book, the movie. you can find on podcasts on anywhere where you subscribe or on our website, nabwmt.org, or on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We thank you for listening.